This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian, the floor is yours.
So I know last hour it was around 10:48. So it hasn't been exactly an hour yet. And we said our goal was, what, 150,000 by this update?
Yes.
We're at 145,275. So those extra couple minutes, I think once we get to 11:48,
yes,
we should be above 150,000 meals.
Now we're looking at 250 by the end of the show, which is 2 o'clock. I think that's very doable.
We can get there.
We will get there. We have to get there.
I like the optimism. Glass half full.
That is the mission here. Thank you, Brian. We'll talk to you in an hour.
Thank you.
That is Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And that's who we're helping, who you're helping today, because they help people out there who are food insecure. So welcome aboard to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. There's a lot of ways you can get involved. $1 equals three meals. Think about that. $1 equals three meals. According to the food bank, 1 in 8 southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. 36% of the food distributed last year was fresh, healthy produce. So text NEED to 50155. Call 412-663-5664 or visit 937thefan.com. To donate, one person who donates $50 or more this hour will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. And of course, $50 equals 150 meals. Also, our thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today. I just saw Kenny Reggett, the proprietor of Bar 31, his old number, in the hallway here. What a man he is. And it was a thrill for City Limits to meet him, wasn't it?
That was my first chance to be able to get a chance to meet him. And that was sweet.
Man, that was great. He was involved in some of the greatest moments in Penguins history and some of the worst, I might add, because he played for the Flyers in, I think, 1989 when they came here for Game 7. He was the backup to Ron Hextall. You know that name, Limits?
I do, yes. Very infamous around here.
Ron Hextall was the guy who chased down Robbie Brown in a near stick swinging incident. We remember that. Remember the Penguins lighting up the Flyers for 10 goals in one game. Mario went nuts, but then it came down to Game 7. The Flyers come in with their backup goalie, a nice man named Ken Reggett. And he won the game 4-1, played a great game. So he also contributed that little piece of Penguins history. But then he came here and was just really steady and in some very big moments I believe one of those was the multiple overtime game against the Capitals. Am I right about that? Where he came in and won a game for them. He won many games for them. And as I was just telling Ken, man, I used to be wandering around that Penguins locker room at South Point, and there you were at your locker stall with your pads in front of you, and I would interview you. Here we are all these years later, oh, limitless wonder. Close to 30 years later.
And we got to learn that they are still in touch with Ron Cook down in Florida, too.
Yes, they are. How about the folks from Bar 31. Absolutely in touch with Ron Cook. Who isn't in touch with Ron Cook? What are we looking at here, Limits? We're going to talk to Lanny Fratteri. Is he on the line?
He is.
What a wonderful man he is. He was your teacher at Waynesburg. And a lot of these people, Donnie Football, better known as Donnie Chedrick, Amanda Sile, Matt Cole,
Callis,
our friend Folsey, Nicholas Callis,
Greg Finley,
the list goes on here. Proteges of Lanny Fratteri. You all out there probably know Lanny for all his years being awesome at calling pirate games. Lanny, how are you?
Joe, I'm doing well. How's your golf game? Okay.
Horrifying, but I want to get out there again this year. I want to get out to your course. I blew up on your course again the other day.
I will call you as soon as the weather turns, and we'll get out and play again, Joe, okay?
I would love that. This time we can bring Malzi. At least I'll have someone who's worse than me, right?
Well, and let the record show that the challenge, Ryan Recker and I beat you and your partner last year, so...
I know, and you'll probably do that again. The 50-minute mark on the fan. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Lanny, as you know, we have the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon happening right here, and I know that helping people by many different means, including, you know, being a mentor to a lot of the folks at this station and a lot of young play-by-play people, sports writers, journalists out there. I know that's close to your heart, is helping people, yes?
It is indeed. And and again, thanks for highlighting Austin Bechtel and the other talented young men and women that I've had the pleasure of working with at Waynesburg. And I must tell you that I've been fortunate for 37 years. I've had a charity golf tournament at Chartiers Country Club. And I would not have been successful had it not been for Giant Eagle. My friends at Giant Eagle started with Joe Facenda and John Tedesco and carried on for so many years. And so I'm glad that you're highlighting Giant Eagle today as well. As a matter of fact, I refuse to shop anywhere else because of the loyalty that I have to Giant Eagle and what they've done for me. And I really do believe that, to whom much is given, much is expected. And that I really love it. It's really heartwarming when I see people of notoriety that are always willing to step up and do what needs to be done to help the less fortunate. You know, my good friend Jim Leland. Jim always gets mad at me if I promote him doing things, but Jim Leland does a lot of stuff in the community, and he doesn't want to be, you know, he doesn't want people to know about it. He just does it because he believes that he's been blessed to have had such a great life in Pittsburgh and so many Pirate fans that have rallied around him. And so, we have this responsibility to do those athletes that have been a part of the Pittsburgh community. Bob Prince is the one that taught me that you had to be more than just a voice on the air. Because Bob did so much to help Allegheny schools. And I know Myron Cope did so much to help schools. And Bill Hillgrove, all these people that understand that they can use their name recognition as a way to help other people.
Yes, we were just talking to Bill Hillgrove, as a matter of fact. And he also mentioned Bob Prince as sort of a mentor in that area for him. One person who donates $50 or more this hour will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. And, of course, $50 equals 150 meals, and $1 equals 3 meals, that means. And you can get involved out there in a lot of different ways as we try to push toward 200,000 meals provided to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can text NEED to 50155. You can visit 937thefan.com, or you can call 412 663-5664. Lanny, I know Mike Lang was a luminary in this town as far as broadcasting goes. Sadly, he just passed away. And I had a chance to talk to a bunch of people about his career. Did you guys interact much? Did you cross paths much over the years?
No. Well, the only time was there was a year that the Pirates decided to have three different broadcast teams. And so Jim Rooker and I did radio, and John Sanders and Steve Blass did KDKA, and then Mike Lang and Blass did the cable. So I spent a little more time with Mike then. But other than that, no. There were a few sporting banquets that we were together. But tremendous respect for Mike. I think if you were to say three best sportscasters in Pittsburgh history, Mike would have to be on that list. And I guess you'd have to debate as to the other two are they Myron and Bob, or are they Bill and Myron, or Bill and Bob? But the one thing that I always, and I told my students this at Waynesburg, by the way, because everybody, the young students at Waynesburg would talk about Mike's Langisms. And I told them, I said, if you don't delve into what made Mike such a great broadcaster was not the Langisms. It was his ability to call play by play.
Yes.
And he had the challenge at times. First of all, he came, of course, as a radio announcer and did a fabulous job of being descriptive. But, then the challenge, and it is a challenge to simulcast radio and television. How do you still keep your radio audience satisfied and knowledgeable about what's going on and not over talk for your TV audience? So I've done some simulcast broadcasts and I know how challenging it is.
Well, I imagine when people hear your voice out and about, many, many people must recognize it immediately. Is that the case, Lanny, no matter where you are in Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it is somewhat funny that I can be in a room and nobody will know who I am, and then I open my mouth and somebody will, but I got to tell you, I'm doing West Virginia baseball again. I've done about 5 years of West Virginia baseball on ESPN+, and I'm going there today. And I'll tell you what's really been great, it's been fabulous for me, is that it's somewhat of a neutral approach, because there's probably more visiting parents and fans of the visiting team watching our broadcasts. But it's so satisfying. I had a couple of parents stop me the other day and tell me how much they appreciate that I'm coming down and doing West Virginia baseball. Mm. And of course, I feel very strongly about the fact that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get to know players on both teams. I'm such a stickler for preparation. I spend hours upon hours getting to know players on both teams. But I just love doing baseball so much that it's I don't know if I can truly express how much fun it is for me to put the headsets on to do any sport, but especially to do baseball. I work with Tyler Barnett doing West Virginia baseball, and we have so much fun together. And it's gratifying that I celebrated my 77th birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, thank you. And it's so wonderful that God has allowed me to continue to announce baseball at 77 years old.
Lastly, Lanny, how was Austin Bechtold as a student? Was he disruptive? Was he attentive? How did things go at Waynesburg?
Oh, boy.
Well, first of all, let the record show that when Austin was a senior in high school, I tried to get him to come to Waynesburg, and he went to Robert Morris.
Oh, my God.
And I can't go one day without hearing it.
And I kept in touch with him. I said, I want you to come to Waynesburg. And he finally transferred. He was in the transfer portal, and I grabbed him, and we brought him to Waynesburg. But I got to tell you this, and he's tired of hearing this story. But I had about three or four major arguments with Austin, And as a matter of fact, one of the legacies I have at Waynesburg is that many of the students down there will tell you that if Lanny didn't yell at you, then something's wrong. You have to have the talk with Lanny, or you're not going anywhere. And to a certain extent, that's true, because I didn't waste time. If I didn't think a student cared enough about the career and wasn't willing to work enough, I didn't bother with them. I left them alone. But when I had a student like Austin Bechtel or Donnie Chedrick or Jack Hillgrove, just to mention some people that the audience would know, if I really felt that they were not doing what they should be doing, I yelled at them. I admit I got very ticked off and screamed at them. Maybe said some things I didn't, you know, I shouldn't have said. But I really felt strongly about the fact that I can't help them, and they can't, you know, they can't believe that at 21 or 22 years old, they can't believe that they've got it figured out already. They can't. And fortunately, I am truly gratified to know that the screaming sessions I had with Austin have paid major dividends. He may not agree with me about that, but I think that's the case.
I get in 3 or 4 major arguments with him every single day. You've mentioned many times that Lanny helped you limits.
So many.
And, you're great at what you know, do.
But let me just say this.
Yeah.
The thing is that the best person to help a young person is themselves. Okay, they know what they can do and what they can't do. They know when they're being lazy or when, you know, they know if they're really honest with themselves. And that's what I've always been trying to get across to students that I teach, is that are you putting in the time and analyzing, you know, without being overly confident that you've got it figured out? Because, you know, I mean, consider the fact that I graduated from college at the age of 22. And I didn't get the Pirates job until I was 28, and which was basically young, but I learned along the way you haven't really ever arrived. You're always, you know, even when I got the Pirates job at 28, I knew I had so much more to learn, and that's what I'm trying to deliver that message to the young people that I have the pleasure to mentor.
Well, you've obviously done a great job. I see it every day. Thank you, Lanny, for joining us today during the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yo, Joe, thank you, and congratulations to the fan for doing this. This is a vital need in Pittsburgh, and I'm honored that you asked me to be a part of it. Thank you.
We'll talk soon, and we'll have a rematch on the golf course. That's
we
Lanny
will
for
indeed.
Terry. The great Lanny for Terry. You can become involved right now with the Feed the Need Radiothon. Our job today is to help the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, which hosted nearly 300 direct distributions in 8 counties last year, distributed 31.8 million pounds of food through their partner network. And the basic issue here, according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, is 1 in 8 southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. And there's nothing more basic than the need to eat. So you can get involved. Text NEED to 50155. Go on our website, 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664. That's 663-5664. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Let's get this thing over 200,000 meals. That's our next goal, and we're going to do it, but we can't without your help. So please step up. Text NEED to 50155.